Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem. Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Doing all right.
It's Monday, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, obviously, we are running this business. How long have you been running Wayne Install?
Just a few weeks now.
Oh, wow. We're that new, huh? Okay. Have you done any work yet under the name?
Yeah, I've done a few diagnostics and a few installs for a dry event of, you know, something around that effect. I do have experience with a company or two from that, going to residential homes and delivering for commercial companies as well. So.
Gotcha. Now, I'm looking like you have a profile here, at least on Home Advisor, and it says you do a lot of things. Like, you do handyman, appliance, you know, installation. I mean, are you trying to do, like, a little bit of everything? Or, I mean, talk to me about, you know, kind of what your goal is for Wayne Install.
My goal, I might have more likely messed up on the wording for that, but it's mainly focused on appliance installs. For right now, I just wanted to stick to what I'm mainly focused on is just home appliances, like as far as microwaves, dishwashers, washer and dryer hookups, TV wall mounts, and refrigerator water line.
Oh, so you do TV installation. Gotcha. All right.
Okay.
What about handyman work? You ever thought about, like, you know, because I know you do see that. I mean, obviously, I can get you calls on a handyman if that's something you want calls on, but I can definitely get you, I mean, to shoot you straight, I mean, people are definitely typing in appliance install, like, keywords on Google in the Louisville area, but mainly, like TV installation. Like, that's a big thing right now, like TV installation. Right, but they are typing in, like, different types of appliances as well, like washer, dryer, hookup, you know. But it's not, like, a huge, huge, like, traffic thing like it is for TV installation. Because, you know, they always need that guy to come put the bracket on the wall to install the mount, you know, for the TV. So that is a big thing right now that my guys do really well on Google, right, in that sense. But my question to you is, you know, if I could get you handyman work, like people calling you for certain handyman stuff, is that something you kind of do or not really?
That is something I'm interested in, I would say, but I don't want to make myself liable for something I'm not of more, like, experience with. So
just taking my time. Okay.
As far as, like, what is a, you know, a major or a minor repair, that would determine from there. So
sure. You know what would be great for you down the road? Wayne is doing appliance repairs down the road. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Learning how to do that and how to fix some of that stuff, right? Because huge business. Like, my guys that do appliance repairs, again, that's probably way, way down the road, you know, but that would be really killer for you, you know, when people have, like, something break, you know, you can go there and help fix it. So, other than just, you know, installing it in that sense, you know, because, again, you know, not everybody really calls for people to come install an appliance, you know, it's like, it is something that is looked up on Google, but like I said, the most out of those is going to be somebody that, you know, can install a TV, because that's pretty hot right now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I can tell you, like, so for instance, like in Louisville, okay, people that actually typed in like washing machine installation, like, you know, it was like 622, like, searches, okay, which is okay. I mean, you know, somebody that typed in, let's see here, I want to look at I want to look at how many people typed in, like, dishwasher. So dishwasher installation in Louisville, okay, was typed in 311 times last month. So, I mean, there's definitely traffic, right? But it's, like, overall, like, let's look at TV installation again. Okay, so TV installation in Louisville, Kentucky, right now, last month, there was 1,238 searches. That's really good. You can see, so you can see kind of how, like, you know, it gets the most traffic because that's kind of what people are Googling, you know?
Right.
So, good news is, though, you offer a bunch of different services. Like, you do appliance installation, you know, you do the TV mounting. You know, that'll definitely get you enough response where somebody like me that gets you on top of the search engines will get you enough traction and enough, like, return on investment where even, like, my basic package will more than pay for itself. So that's the good news, okay? You know, I'm just thinking out loud with you, like, down the road, like, you know, obviously expanding so where you can capture more book of the business, too. So there's a couple ways, Wayne, that we help your business grow. Obviously, the first way is on the keywords that relate to your business. We want to make sure that you're showing up on the first page of Google, okay? So anybody that types in these keywords, like, dishwasher installation, washing machine installation, washer dryer installation, right? Stovetop installation, microwave installation, all those keywords, right? We need to make sure you're showing up so you're getting calls for that, okay? Then let's say somebody doesn't call you, though, but lives in Louisville, but they Google, you know, TV installation, right? Company, right? And they see you on Google, Wayne, but they don't call you, okay? What we'll actually do for your business is we'll actually run another ad called a retargeting ad to get back in front of them, Wayne. So when they see this ad, it motivates them to want to call you in addition to being on Google. So I don't know if you ever had that where you, like, typed in something onto Google and then, like, 20 minutes later you started watching a YouTube video and then you started getting ads on what you typed in earlier. Have you had that experience before?
I mean, I'm probably on random.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to us all the time, right? You'll type something onto Google and then you'll be somewhere else and then all of a sudden, like, that it starts popping up ads, you know, for that. That being said, right, what we'll do is we'll actually run the retargeting ad on Facebook. So every time that that person logs in onto Facebook, they're going to see an ad from Wayne Install because they typed that onto Google, actually looking for your service. Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. So with the basic package, we will also help you create a website. We'll help you get, you know, your five-star reviews because we have really good tools for that, right? So, like, pretty much we'll cover the A to Z. I'll even make sure we don't cover it, like, we won't charge you for the website. I'll make sure that we run, like, get rid of your activation cost too, because normally there is. I mean, you're only a few weeks in, so obviously you need, like, results and you need the best, like, cost and sense for a package. So with this package, getting it down to the, you know, the best price I can, it would run, Wayne, $299 a month.
Okay. That's definitely a good opportunity to think about, but I would, you know, eventually like to come back to that later down the line in the future.
Okay. So just so you know, the reason why you actually got a call today is because somebody fell off the first page for TV installation, right? Because that's what we're trying to get solidified, because Louisville is a good market and a good area, and somebody hasn't been, like, a first place placement in terms of, you know, that keyword hasn't been available in 37 months. So we are trying to fill that because we are obviously Google's biggest partner. So, you know, obviously, you know, let me ask you this. When you typically do a job, what does that typically pay you? Like, what do you typically make when you go and install something on average?
On average, I could make about $220.
Okay.
Least maybe minimum $180.
Okay. So $180, $220. So let's just say it's $200 on average, just to, you know, make numbers, you know, make sense. So all I got to do is bring two jobs a month. I mean, and that's like down to the ridiculous, right? And you know, I'm already putting money in your pocket. It pays for this, and then, you know, puts money back in your pocket. You have leftover, basically. Good news with my packages, they usually have a 10-to-1 ratio. So for every dollar my clients spend, they're getting $10 back, Wayne. Right? So, you know, this should bring you several thousands of dollars worth of business. So it's really not going to necessarily, like, cost you, like where it's you're just spending money and not making money off of it, but it's going to be a tool where you're allocating a little bit of money every month, right, for it to bring you jobs and bring you, you know, that necessary, you know, business that you need, right, to take this business to the next level. Does that make sense, by the way?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm already hip to that type of process, and I'm definitely ready for it mentally, but
mm-hmm.
just got to get my arrangements out in order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good news with this, though, it's $10 a day. So as I always tell people, it's like a Starbucks a day, right? It's like going to McDonald's. That's like literally what it's costing you every day to have a exposure on Google and to get people to call you on a month-to-month basis. So the nice news, the nice thing is you're going to be on the first page of Google. And out of this package, two out of that $299, we spend $100 a month on those retargeting ads on Facebook to help generate calls in addition to you just being on Google. So you're going to get both with the package.
Yeah, that does sound good. You said $10?
$10 a day. Yeah. So it's $2.99 a month.
Yeah. I understand. I think I still need to think about it. And I think I will come back to you about that later.
Yeah. No problem. I definitely understand. You know, the one thing I will tell you, though, is let me ask you this. How much money do you think it's costing you right now by not being on the first page of Google like your competitors are?
I would say I would be losing a lot of money at the moment. But
yeah.
But I would definitely – I'm not turning this opportunity down. I'm just saying for it very soon I would come back to you and actually discuss – a deal with that.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this a long time, right? Most guys kick the can down the road, Wayne, because they just don't want to spend money. It's just frank. Let's, you know, I mean, I'm a real guy. Been doing this. I have 1,400 clients. I understand exactly what you're saying. The problem is a lot of guys never, like, we're going to get off this call. You're going to forget about it. Things are going to go on. I'm going to fill this with another company, right? And then, you know, you're either going to remember this or, you know, you're going to, like, 6 months later be in the same boat because you didn't take getting on Google, especially the first page, you know, seriously. Because there's only so much space on the first page of Google, right, for businesses. And right now there's availability, especially on that keyword, because that's the one that had the most traffic, that 1,238 search results on TV installation last month. So you know, that will definitely benefit your business and get you a healthy ROI. Even if I brought you $1,000 a month, let's say, worth of business, right? Which I know I can comfortably do, right? You know, for you to spend $300 to make $1,000 still on a money sense, it's a no-brainer. And obviously you're not going to stay with me if it's not producing you fruit and it's not making you money, right? So like I said, it is like $10 a day when you really break it down.
Okay. So I don't want to really pass down this opportunity. That is accurate. So.
What do you mean?
I think I'm reconsidering my decision and agreeing with, you know, the opportunity isn't presented in front. So.
Yeah, I mean, when you think it through, like, anybody can make $299 work. Now, do we really want to pay $299? No, I hate paying my car insurance every month, right? For me and my wife. But I have to pay it because I got to keep the cars insured, right? It's an expense I hate paying. I hate paying insurance, right? And it's just like, I just see my money go down the drain and never use it, haven't used it for years. But I'm spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars every single month for me and my wife on car insurance, you know? And that doesn't make me no money. It just costs me money. But what's great about this, Wayne, is you're actually taking a little bit of money to help it produce you money, right? So it's like it's a tool, right? Because everything else costs you money, like your gasoline to go on your jobs, right? Your vehicle, your insurance on the vehicle, like we just talked about, all that stuff like costs you money. It's an expense, right? But this, yes, it does have a little money allocation to it. But what's great about it, Wayne, is it's actually going to bring you new jobs, right? So that you can start getting that momentum and having a healthy return on investment month after month.
Yeah, I understand.
Cool thing with us is we don't ask any long-term commitment. Like Angie's or like some of Yelp, like those companies are going to ask for long-terms. Angie's asked for a year. Yelp asks for at least 10 months commitment, right? Good news with us is we only ask a 3-month commitment. We're so confident in our services, Wayne, that it's gonna work and that you're gonna stay. Like 96% of people do with me. That's my retention rate, by the way. That we only ask for 3 months, and then after those 3 months, it literally goes to a month-to-month relationship with us.
Okay.
You want to give it a try?
I think I can give it a try.
Okay. So I'm just going to grab some quick information from you, okay? Obviously, it's getting later, so we're going to obviously schedule an onboarding call. I'm going to pull up my calendar, too, with me and my team. So, Wayne, obviously, you have your business name as Wayne Install, right? You set up an LLC on that. Is that correct?
Not officially, but I will.
Okay. When do you think you'll have that set up by the LLC?
Sometime this week, yeah.
Okay. So you're working on it. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming you're running the business out of your house or your residence, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to hide that from the public so they don't see your home address, right? But I do need to give that address to Google. So what is that address?
It is 8025 Smith Avenue, apartment 103.
Okay, apartment 103. And you said 8025. And what was the street name?
Smith, S-N-E-A-T-H, Avenue.
Okay. Gotcha. And you said apartment 103. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure I get the address right. And you said Sneath. There it is. Okay, perfect. Apartment 103, comma, apartment number 103. Gotcha. Okay, and then Wayne, how do I spell your last name?
It is G-A-Z-A-W-A-Y.
So G-A-V-A-W-A-Y, did I get that right?
G-A-Z as in zebra, A-W-A-Y.
Oh, there's a Z, I gotcha. Perfect, that's why I always ask. Okay, and that zip on your address is 40228, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Got to make sure all my I's are dotted and T's are crossed, right? Okay, gotcha. Yeah. And then, Wayne, what's the best email address for you?
WayneApplianceInstall@gmail.com.
WayneApplianceInstall@gmail.com. I get that right? WayneApplianceInstall@gmail?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And I'm going to send you right now, Wayne, kind of what, like, a website we can kind of build for you, right? So you can kind of take a look at it, right? So you can kind of see exactly what that would look like, right? Kind of like a mock-up. Obviously, we would put Wayne Install. We put, you know, your business logo, like we would really make it look nice for you, right? So that and I'm gonna send it like on a like from an appliance repair kind of like category, right? So you understand. And I'm gonna text that to you right now. Okay. And then this is your best number though, right, to get a hold of you at the 502-303-0145, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you guys are Eastern Standard Time over there, yeah?
Yeah, it's like 7 p.m.
Okay. 7 p.m.? Nice. Okay. So I just texted this to you. Take a look at that when you get a moment, too, so you can kind of see.
Okay.
And you'll see it'll look nice. So we're going to really create you a nice-looking website, right, for your business so that you stand out. And that, you know, you have something good for the public to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've just seen the homepage.
Mm-hmm. So something like that is kind of what we would like. Again, that's just a mock-up, but we would put Wayne Install on it, your logo, so you can kind of see, like, something like that we would create for your website.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like how you have a photo, okay? Here's something, you know what? Since you just kind of motivated me to talk about this while I'm asking you questions here to get your account set up, okay? One thing I always talk about, Wayne, one thing is, like, okay, half the battle is getting you on the first page of Google. The other half of the battle, Wayne, is how do you stand out amongst the crowd, okay? This is super important, okay? So I'm going to text you one of my clients. They're out of Anderson, South Carolina, okay? They're called Lewis Pest Control. I'm going to go ahead and send you their Google business profile right now. So go ahead and click on this real quick. And we're just going to show your name as Wayne Install, right? We're going to leave the LLC out because that kind of clogs up your name. But we're going to show your name as Wayne Install on Google and everything, okay?
All right.
So So when you click on that link, go to the part where it says Lewis Pest Control. Let me know when you're there.
Okay.
Okay. Do you see next to their name, Wayne, how they have that photo of them standing kind of next to their van? And you can actually click on the photo and, like, see it, but...
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, standing out. Okay. Where you're like, you have like a photo like that. And you kind of did that with your home advisor page that I see with you in your red shirt, right? So like something like that. If you want to use the photo you have there, that's fine. Or if you want to take another photo, right? But like having a photo of you, right? Or maybe having like a photo of you installing. Like, maybe kind of that same outfit, but, like, you're actually in, like, doing something instead of just standing there like it's, like, a, you know, a headshot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Might,
I
like, give a little more
a picture, like,
action
that,
to the photo, you know?
Yeah.
But that photo, like, on Lewis Pest has really helped take that company to the next level. So that's why I actually talk about this a lot. So you're at least going in the right direction with your photo. Right? You know, so we can either use that photo. I would say we get a different photo, though, of you, right? Like I said, maybe, like, you trying to hang a TV and you get somebody getting you your face and your, like, arms are, like, working on the TV and you got the drill, right? Something like that would be kind of, like, more actionable and I think would help you a lot more than you just standing, you know, right behind a wall, you know? So,
right.
So maybe try to work on getting like a photo like that. We can put that photo on your website. We can put that photo on your Google business profile and then on those Facebook ads as well. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So down the road, you know, you don't need to get us a photo like that today or tomorrow, but you know, keep that in the back of your mind. You know, Lewis Pest is a great kind of example, like of having a good photo. Right. Now, I'm not saying go wrap a van either or anything. Just get us a decent photo of you, like, and that will really help us, you know, promote you very well. Now, I do need to set up a security question on your account. So here's what we can use. Either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
First pet's name.
Okay. Perfect. And what's that answer?
Mommy.
M-O-M-M-Y? Mommy?
M-A-M-I.
M-A-M-I. Okay. Now, if my team butchers it, they might call it Mammy. You know what I mean? They might say it differently because it's the way it's spelled. You know, they might even say Miami, but, you know, just the way the word is. But, you know, if they butcher it, they'll kill them. You know? Alrighty. Alright, cool. So I got that. Okay. So I'm going to pull. Also, what do you want your hours of operation to show up online, Wayne?
Nine a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Monday through Saturday, or what are we talking about? How do you want Saturday to look?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday. Actually, okay. Monday through Sunday. Just all days like that.
Okay. Great. You want to be open. I like that. Okay. You're available. That's good. Okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and put that down. Okay? Now, how do you typically get paid? Like, people pay cash, check. My question is, do you want to be able to receive credit card? Like, you want to be able to take credit card payments and stuff?
I PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, and, well, actually, skip a Venmo. It's PayPal, Zelle, or Tap to Pay.
Oh, so you have all kinds of different ways. Okay, cool. Because we can build out, like, payment integration into your website if you want it. Like, we can even include, like, PayPal on it. on your website so that people can go on your website as well and pay. Would you want that? Like, we'll do it at no additional cost if you wanted that. Or are you okay for right now?
Yeah, I think I'm okay. I think I would just
have it perfect. Direct. Just want to make sure. Okay. And then what's the best way to contact you? Email, text, call, if you were to choose one.
Email.
Okay. Email him. Best way to contact you. No, I'm talking about our team.
Oh, yeah. Call, text, yeah.
Call. Gotcha. Got perfect. All right, so I'm working on getting everything taken care of for you, okay? I'm about to send over your invoice right now, okay? And again, it's just going to be $299, and then it's going to bill on the 6th of every month thereafter as well. So next month it's going to be on the 6th, the following month on the 6th, so it's a reoccurring payment, obviously. We're going to have a monthly phone call, Wayne, with you. Okay. We're going to go over how many leads every month you get. So Wayne, you got 12 leads from Facebook. You got 26 leads from Google, right? How did everything perform for you? And you're going to, you know, let us know. Cool thing is every call that you get is recorded, right? So we actually purchased a special phone number for your business. We're going to buy a 502 area code phone number for your business. Right? To track everything, the amount of leads, where that person lives. So every time that person calls that special phone number, Wayne, it's like calling 911. We're able to see all these analytics on them, and it helps us keep making changes and tweaks for you so that you continue to stay successful and then that you obviously stay with us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing I can't stress enough is you need to use that 5-star review tool. Okay, I just showed you Lewis Pest, right? They've been with me literally 13 months now, over a year now, year and 1 month, right? They have over 100 and I think, what are they, 3 5-star reviews now, right? They've been using the tool, right, to get themselves like those 5-star reviews. So it's super important that you use the 5-star reviews, right, tool so that, you can make yourself credible online, okay? They're at 102 is what they're at now. I just looked at it. So obviously that's a lot of numbers, right? It takes a while to get there. But your first goal should be to get yourself to 25, 5-star reviews, right? That's your first goal. And it's very easy to do. If you use the tool, Wayne, it'll get you there. Okay? And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about when we onboard you as well. Okay? Does that all make sense, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So let's talk about a couple things here. So like I said, I am going to get you over your invoice as well. How do you want to take care of your $299? You could either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. What works best for you? Okay. Why don't you go ahead and read off that card number? Should start with a 4 for me.
Yeah, let me see.
No problem, take your time.
Okay, it is 4232. You know what? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Four zero three one.
Is that the first? Is that the first?
Scratch that. Yeah, that's the first number.
So 4031 it starts with, you're saying?
Yeah, starts. Okay. Yeah. And then 6320 6476 0312
0312 Okay. Let me read this back to you. 4031 6320 6476 0312 Is that correct, Wayne?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then the expiration date on that?
07-2030.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on that?
223.
223? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got it, 223. Okay. Perfect. I'm going to get this invoice over to you in a second. Just bear with me. And then, so I do got to, let me ask you, that card, is that tied to the 8025 Smith Avenue, apartment 103 address?
Yeah, it should
okay.
be.
Perfect. Just making sure. Got to make sure, like I said, I's dotted, T's crossed, right? Now, I did get you a discounted pre-agreement. So as a former out of protection, for you, I do have to read this off to you, and I'm going to send this in writing for, you know, with you, and with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, Wayne, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor. Just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase that for you, right? So that, you know, I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So welcome to the local splashes voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with local splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wayne Install LLC.
Yeah, perfect. Yep. Gotcha. And we're just going to show it as Wayne Install. We're going to remove the LLC so it doesn't clog up your business name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then, Wayne, let me read this. Okay. So, obviously, please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Luane Gazaway.
Perfect. Exactly. And then obviously you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Say that one more time.
You're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you are authorized user still on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty common sense stuff, right? But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and text you this phone number, Wayne. Please save this under your contacts. It's 877-635-6225. So make sure you put this in your phone as Local Splash, because this is going to be the number that you're going to see often when my team and myself give you a call, okay? So make sure you save that under your contacts as Local Splash, okay? Definitely don't want you to ever miss a call. Please allow up to 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned by Local Splash. We are very prompt, though, in returning any and all phone calls. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We have provided you a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
No.
I didn't hear you. What was that, Wayne?
No.
So we're asking you, like, let's say you wanted to try Yelp or something like that. We're asking, hey, while you're with us, just disclose any other additional online marketing efforts if you decide you wanted to do anything else to us, okay? That way it doesn't mess up your Google. That's what we're asking.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Okay. So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your proof of LLC, proof of insurance if needed, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension on your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is April 6, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the sixth day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting the client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I texted. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash, we are international and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory, but yeah, I definitely want to make sure. Okay, now I'm pulling up the calendar, Wayne. What's kind of your schedule during the week? Let me see here, because I want to get your onboarding call scheduled, right? So it's very important that we do that. So I'm pulling it up. What's kind of your schedule like the next few days, would you say?
I think I'll be free anytime. Okay.
I could do like a 1 o'clock tomorrow your time, or that's the only time I have available tomorrow, but I can on Wednesday, I could schedule you like more like 11 a.m. your time on Wednesday, or if you need something more later, I could definitely do on Wednesday a later like
what about Thursday?
Let's take a look. Would you need like morning or afternoon Thursday?
I'd say for the afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay. I could do like a 4 o'clock your time on Thursday. Does that work?
Yeah, that works.
That works for you? Let me know now. That'll be a good time for you?
No. No, it's like just as far as
I could also do like maybe a 1 o'clock your time if that works too.
Yeah, like I was thinking 3, 2. Yeah, that's fine.
So I can like either do 4 or 1. What works best for you?
I do latest 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do 4. Okay, so we're gonna schedule. Obviously, put yourself a reminder in your phone. I mean, I'm going to send you an email, like confirmation thing, so you can at least have that. But I would highly suggest you put a email reminder to yourself, right? A notification in your phone. You know how you set a reminder? So do that.
Yeah.
So that you remember, because, you know, a lot's going to happen between now and Thursday, right, Wayne? So that should help you, like, at least stay organized, you know?
For sure.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Just making sure you understand that. Okay. And then I'm going to be sending you some. So we're going to do 4 o'clock your time on Thursday. Let me just put that in there now, so I don't forget. Okay. Boom. And then here you go. Okay. And then you said on this 7-7. Okay.
Cool. So I do got one question, Matt.
Yeah.
So I was picked out of a number of other businesses, you know, doing the same thing. Or it was just
so
was
what
just
we did since the remember how I was telling you TV installation came available? So what my team started doing is started calling guys in the area in the Louisville, and then we just started calling people, and then obviously Tara got a hold of you, and you know, you and I started talking about, you know, getting you you know, for that category. So that's what we're doing right now. We're solidifying that category. I'm going to be able to get you on the other ones, but the most competitive one right now is TV installation, right? And since there has now been availability that's opened up, that's what you're going to be able to, you know, take and actually get yourself on that first page for that keyword, TV installation. Make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it's good news, right? I mean, it's like, it's great when, you know, people are able to, you know, take advantage of that, because it really is, you know, like a great opportunity to, you know, expand your business, and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I got it. Go on.
No, I'm just saying I appreciate the opportunity, and I would very much like to see how far that goes.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely going to, you know, help your business grow. Now, I did try to process the payment here, the $299, and it got declined, or it said it failed. You know, do you have to, like, maybe, like, does it send you, like, a text, possibly, on your card? Usually?
I think, okay, yeah, that card was declined.
You want to use a different one, or?
No, that's why I think I will get paid sometime by the end of this week to pay the rest of that. But I could figure that out very soon as well.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, it's just the funds. You gotta get paid first.
Yeah. I took my time with. Because I was with Angie on that, so but definitely I'll be. This will be my next move coming forward.
Yeah, totally understand, Wayne. When do you think you're gonna get paid? Because obviously I can't solidify the spot until obviously, you know, we secure it with that $299. You know.
Yeah, I believe it should be by the end of this week.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold off setting your onboarding call, because obviously, you know, we got to collect the payment and whatnot. So, I mean, do you have any, is it going to be like, when do you think you will get paid? Like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Usually Thursday night. It would be like
okay.
that.
Okay. So, like, around this time, usually Thursday night is when you get paid, would you say?
Well, no, it would come, like, in the morning, like, close to Friday.
Okay. Okay. So let's do this. Let's just talk Friday morning. Okay. Cause obviously, we'll have to just schedule Friday morning because right now, obviously, you know, you got to have the funds, right? So, but then I understand this like happens to everybody. So it's totally, totally fine. You know, we all got a million things going on and, you know, it's only a few more days anyway. So, I'll put you in my calendar to give you a call, Wayne, on Friday. What's a good time? Let me pull up Friday. I could call you like 10:30 your time on Friday. I could call you like,
if the same time can be okay, that would be nice.
Friday, yeah, I leave a little early on Friday, so that probably wouldn't be able to call you that late because I mean it's 7:30 now your time. Let's see, I could call you like, I could call you 3:30 on Friday. Does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was going to say 1 o'clock, but yeah, that's fine too.
Okay, do you want to do, I could do 1 o'clock too, but I was just giving you my latest I could call you that day. You want to just do 1?
Yeah, we could do 1 o'clock.
Okay, let's just do 1. Call with Wayne and Matt. I'm going to put you in right now. Google Marketing. Here we go. Let me put this in. Here you go, Wayne. Cool. How do you like living in Louisville? You like it out there?
You know, it's Louisville, you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
It's what?
It's all good. I mean, it's all good living.
Yeah?
Okay.
How's the weather? Do you like the weather for the most part? Or does it get, like, crazy cold during the winter?
It's, actually, you know, have you ever been to Kentucky?
Personally have it. No, I have tons of clients out there. That's why I'm asking, you know?
Well, if you know your clients, they're kind of like, you know, bipolar. That's how the weather is, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
I told you.
You never know what you're going to get, you know.
Oh, I see. Kind of like my guys in certain parts of, like, North Carolina, too. They tell me one day it's this, and the next day it's that. So it constantly fluctuates and changes, huh?
Yeah, it's snowed in the summer. You know,
wow.
So
you'll get snow in the summertime.
I mean, that's like, you know, we're like in the equator, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, so like weather around here is just kind of, it's never a streak of it. It's, it fluctuates.
Mm. Okay. I hear you. that's kind of crazy.
Mainly worried
huh?
about tornadoes. That's the main thing, so.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad you started this business, man. That's a smart idea, you know. I've seen so many guys grow their companies, you know, from nothing to like something. And I love seeing that. You know, I love seeing guys really, you know, take their business to the next level. So, that being said, I'm going to call you exactly at around 1 o'clock, Wayne. Okay, on Friday. So set yourself a reminder. We're gonna hold off on your onboarding call on Thursday until we obviously get payment and get everything solidified. But I'm gonna obviously hold this position to you till Friday as well. Okay. But you're for sure, you're like, you're confident everything's gonna be good Friday. We'll be able to take care of this then, correct? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, I'll definitely talk to you then, sir. Okay. And then, if you have any questions then as well for me, we'll go ahead and, discuss it as well. And, you have yourself a good evening and I'll talk to you on Friday at 1 o'clock and we'll just pick this conversation up from there. Okay.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Well, I appreciate
it. You have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you Friday.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. All right. Bye-bye.